Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to be talking about if allergy sufferers suffer an increased risk of depression.
Of course they do.
As well.
I bet you it's correlated.
I picked this one for you because, you know, this concerns me because I know that you suffer from allergies.
Yes, but now I have an allergy system that's working for me.
What's the system? How do you get around it?
I take a Costco version of Zyrtec at night.
The Costco version?
Yes.
Okay.
At night.
Is that better?
It's 24 hours. So I was taking it in the morning, and then I'm like all groggy, and then I talked to my sister, and she's like, no, you take it at night because it makes you drowsy. I'm like, oh, okay. So I take it at night, go to sleep. It's like a sleeping pill. Wake up.
Are you feeling better now?
Ready to go.
Are you doing better with
that?
Yes. That system's working? How long has that been in effect?
3 days.
Wow. Wow. Because I know that you suffer with this time of year, and I know it's difficult for you to sleep. So here's the deal. Can seasonal allergies be psychologically harmful? There looks like there's studies, Lee, that have come out recently. There's not a causative relationship, but there's enough information to show that allergy sufferers do seem to be at risk, a higher risk for depression. Now, we know that severe allergies can bring sleeplessness, fatigue, headaches, all things you're familiar
exactly.
with, right? And general feeling of just being run down, and that puts you in a bad mood. Studies have also found that allergic reactions release compounds known as cytokines, and these cytokines play a role in inflammation and may reduce the levels of serotonin. You know that serotonin is a hormone, and which makes us feel good. So we have lower levels of serotonin, we may not be feeling good, and also people that take common allergy medications like corticosteroids have an increased risk or they feel more anxious and also have more mood swings. I haven't noticed that in you, though. Not a lot of mood swings with
no,
you.
No, I'm just depressed all the time.
Right, you're just depressed all the time. Now there are several large studies that have found that the risk of depression in people with severe allergies is about twice those who do not suffer from allergies, Lee. So it looks like there's something to this here. And there's also information that shows that we don't really understand this, but in the springtime, there's an increase of suicides every year. Okay? So I'm not saying that allergies cause suicide.
It might.
But this was a study that came out in 2008, and there's definitely a link that shows this. And also, there was a study that came out in 2003 showing a link between allergies and depression. And
I would think there'd be more suicides in the winter.
Yeah, that's what I would think. But there seems to be this spike in the springtime. So it seems that changes in the allergy symptoms during low and high pollen seasons correspond with the changes in depression. Also, there's a study that came out in 2003 that showed a link between allergies and depression, also showing women are more affected by it as well than men. And also, there was a study that came out, a Finland study about twins, and showed that there is a shared risk of depression and allergy. So there seems to be a genetic component to this as well. I'm concerned about you, Lee. I think there's something to this, but I'm glad that you found the solution to your allergy condition.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.